The views expressed by volunteer on-air hosts do not represent or reflect the views of WGXC. WGXC is nonpartisan and does not endorse or support political candidates. To participate in WGXC's on-air dialogue, call 518-828-0290 or email info@wgxc.org.
Hello, world. This is Bill Lawrence, and you're listening to The World According to Lawrence on WGXC 90.7 FM on your radio dial. We want to welcome you to our show and, of course, to radio station WGXC, located here in Hudson and also in Acre and Catskill, for the time being, anyway. We are also happy to report that Father's Day went well on Sunday, June 15th, and we wish all you fathers out there a belated Happy Father's Day. And today is Tuesday, June 17th. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. And I would like to introduce myself. I'm Bill Lawrence. I'm the host of the show, along with my colleague and friend, Deborah Kemica. She's here with me today in the studio. And actually, today is going to be The World According to Kemica, because she's going to take over the lead position. I'm just going to be her servant and listen to whatever she says for once. But I'm a Greene County legislator. I was a former teacher at the Carroll-Durham Central School. I have been retired for about 10 years now. And, of course, WGXC has been very gracious to give me this hour every month to go over the world as I see it. And we're lucky to be here. We're glad to be here. And we really appreciate your support with our June 10K fundraiser recently. And we hope that that kind of enthusiasm remains with you for the rest of the year, as we go through the year with music and talk and other kinds of activities on WGXC 90.7 FM. In any case, we are here today. It's the beginning of summer. June, of course, is the summer beginnings on June 21st, I believe, and it's the month of graduation. It's a month of alumni meetings. People get together to go over with their classmates and see how they've changed over the years, which oftentimes is more than they expected. But like I said, it's not my show today. It's going to be Deb's show, and I'd like to introduce my friend here, Deborah Kemica. Good morning, Deb.
Hi, Bill, and Bill's world, or Kemica's world today, which is not totally true, since Bill is insisting on playing one of my least favorite songs in the world. However, there will be no ABBA. So
that's true, and I have to give you my theory. I think women are going to take over the world anyway, so I want you to start today.
Well, we'll take a step in the right direction. So I think, as Bill mentioned, you know, we have graduations coming up and class reunions, and I graduated in the early 70s, and so some of the music we're listening today will be from late 60s, early 70s, during that time period when I was in school. And Bill's just a bit older, and he has a little bit of a different experience in terms of what music was happening while he was in high school and graduating. So we are actually going to hear from Bill. May not be his world today, but he's number one chair. So Bill's going to kick it off with some what we are thinking is called summer music.
Yeah, we just wanted to let you know that I was graduated from high school in 1965. I love the 60s. There was the decade of change for America, and I was glad to be part of it. And then I graduated from college in 1969. So I have a complete educational background in the 60s. And whether or not I wasn't really a hippie or anything, I don't think I was anyway. But my wife and I got married in 1968, and we had similar experiences. So it's going to be interesting to go through those with you as we talk about them today. But here's my first summer recollection. It is from the Eagles. It's called Hotel California.
You can.
Okay, so Hotel California by the Eagles, that was Bill's choice. He does get to choose a couple of songs because he usually allows me to choose one or two.
I couldn't stop Deb from singing along with that music, so.
Not my favorite song. However, in the song, it talks about 1969, and Bill was telling me earlier that 1969, the summer of love, the summer of Woodstock, that he and his wife actually went to Woodstock. So want to talk about that a little bit, Bill, and let us know what that experience was
sure,
like?
Sure. I've had two great music experiences in my life because I'm not really one to who follows music a lot, but I do love music. And in 1969, my wife and I happened to go to Woodstock. We lived in Sullivan County, and we had friends who owned a house in Bethel, New York. And we stayed with them. And, of course, for those of you that remember Woodstock, it was kind of a wet and rainy couple of days there for the concert that was held at Max Jasker's farm. And we happened to go on Saturday, but it was too wet to go to the concert. So Sunday we went to the concert and happened to hear one particular performer as they closed it out the third day of the concert, Sunday, and that was Jimi Hendrix. Now, just before I talk about the music he played, I also had an experience with the Grateful Dead. I had dinner with Jerry Garcia. This was up in Saratoga Springs, where I was there as a recipient of a grant for environmental studies, and we were staying at the Gideon Putnam, which has a nice reputation, but it's got lousy rooms, let me tell you. And in any case, we had dinner, and they sat me with this group of somewhat bearded and just and rumpled people who I did not know from Adam. And only when they start talking to each other about the music they were going to play that night, because they were headlining a SPAC music for the weekend, which was the Grateful Dead music, was I introduced to Jerry Garcia. And so when I get home, my son says, did you get his autograph? I said, I didn't know who he was until the end of the dinner, so I didn't even think to ask for it. Besides, I'm not sure he would have given me one anyway. But that was my second experience. But the first one was more personal. It was at, like I said, the summer of 69, August 15th, and we were in Bethel, New York, and we were listening to Jimi Hendrix play the Star Spangled Banner. So I'm going to let you listen along with me and Deb today. Here we go.
Thank you.
so that was the song heard around the world, I'm pretty sure, the incomparable Jimi Hendrix, who I'm pretty sure I wanted to marry when I was in high school, even though I was really too young to even be thinking about getting married.
Yeah, and you got to keep in mind that on Sunday, the day that Hendrix played, he was supposed to be the closeout act, and by that time, most of the people had left. They were cold, they were tired, they were hungry, and they had left the grounds, and so his particular Star Spangled Banner rendition sort of did hit a few less ears than might have been on the first day, say. But it was still kind of an interesting take on it, and something my wife and I remember to this day, even though now that I listen to it, maybe didn't sound quite the same as when it did in 1969.
Oh, I'm sure there's a number of different recordings of that particular performance. So great musician, great song. Summer of 69, I'm thinking I was maybe listening 68, 69, 70 to a lot of protest songs that were out and about then. And so I think we're going to play a few of those. I think starting with a group that was known as Country Joe and the Fish.
Give me an F!
Yeah!
Give me an I!
I!
Give me an S!
Yes!
Give me an H!
Yes!
What's that spell?
Fish!
What's that spell?
Fish!
What's that spell?
Vietnam, so put down your books and pick up a gun. I'm gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, like a two, like a three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Ain't no time to wonder why we're all gonna die.
Well, come on, General, let's move fast. The old big chance has come at last. Gotta go out, get those reds. The only good commie is one that's dead. And you know that peace could only be won when the golden rule of the kingdom come.
And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates.
Vietnam. Come on, fathers, don't hesitate. Send them off before it's too late. Be the first one on your block to have your boy come home in a box.
And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why we're all gonna die.
Who was also at Woodstock. I believe they probably did a slightly different version of that song. But, Vietnam, that was a tough time for this country and tough for a lot of families. And those vets who came back from Vietnam, I guess basically we salute those guys.
Sure do. And the 60s were, of course, a big decade for protest. Vietnam War was among the most intense. And, of course, protest music like that picked up with the younger crowd and, of course, carried through to those who were going to Vietnam because they were mostly younger people themselves. And whatever happened in the 60s to protest the war should have not been reflected on the guys who were in the war and themselves. And I think that's where we are still owe a lot of payback to those veterans that came back and were sort of looked frowned upon.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. So yeah, a lot of protesting going on in the 60s and early 70s. So we're going to maybe play another song here. It's Janis Ian. Okay, I think we're going to do maybe one more protest song, mainly because I really like this song.
Anybody here? Tell me where he's gone. He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. You know, I just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. I just looked around and he's gone. you tell me where he's gone. He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. I just look around and he's gone. Didn't you love the things that they stood for? Didn't they try to find some good for you and me? And we'll be free someday. He's gonna be one day anybody here. See my old friend Bobby. Can you tell me where he's gone? I thought I saw him walking up over the hill, Abraham and Martin.
Okay, that was Abraham, Martin, and John. I think we're going to do a little bit more Woodstock music, or at least groups that were at Woodstock. And what we're listening to next will be a band known as Mountain.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mountain, I think those guys were from New York State, maybe downstate New York. I kind of want to listen to the whole album, but if you don't like Mountain, we're going to play some of The who were also at Woodstock.
See me, feel me, touch me, heal me. See me, feel me, touch me, heal me.
Keeping with the Woodstock theme, we're going to listen to a little bit of Crosby, Stills, Nash when they still had Young.
Tell me, where are you going?
So
we're back.
We're back, maybe a little bit faster than we expected. So Bill was telling me during that song that some little anecdotes related to the last two pieces of music that we played. Want to share that, Bill, with your world?
Yeah. The Who we played earlier, "See Me, Feel Me." They played really late at night. It was like 4, 5, 6 a.m. in the morning. And as they were singing that song, the sun was coming up over the horizon. It was quite the effect. But they were also interrupted by Abbie Hoffman. If you remember, Abbie Hoffman was a, talk about protesters, he was a protester. And they actually had to kick him off the stage to continue their set. Now, as far as Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, they played acoustic and electric sets, like the one we just listened to. Neil Young skipped most of the acoustic sets, so he was not part of that entire set of music.
Yeah, we love Neil, but he was kind of 1 foot out the door at that point.
All right, we're going to look at some alumni and graduation music. This is also not only the summer of 69 was a big day for me, but for most students graduating this month, they're looking at their own kind of music. I'm just going to play some music that deals with, well, when we were in high school, right? I was in high school in 1965.
You were what year? Before my time, Bill.
What year were you?
Before my time.
What year did you graduate?
1971.
1971. I was only a mere 6 years later. But
I don't think I was listening to Righteous Brothers. Is that what we're listening to?
I want to play The Doors first.
Oh, excellent.
Here we go.
I'm there with you.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. Thank you.
Well, that was The Doors, one of my favorite bands, and I can't believe they were not on my list to play. So thank you, Bill.
Yeah, Jim Morrison is quite the character, and I think of him often when I see my own son. The Doors were, of course, some interesting music, and of course he died young too, and for reasons that shouldn't have happened. But
So I think we've done some protest music, some Woodstock music, and now I think we're gonna play a little music that was popular when Bill was graduating.
I have to say that the music that most influenced me during my time in high school, as I graduated in 1965, was the Beatles. And we would listen to them a lot. Of course, they became a big phenom when they came to America and played on the Ed Sullivan Show. But I think the songs that influenced me the most, that made me want to find a girlfriend, which was hard at times, I wanted to play this music first to just let you know the mood that they set you in. Here's the first one that I listened to over and over again.
Wow, talking about protests, you remember, Bill, a lot of parents were protesting the Beatles with their long hair and some of their music.
Right.
Can you imagine today? Actually, my grandmother bought me the very first Beatles album that came out, and that's how I was introduced to the Beatles. We didn't get that channel with Ed Sullivan. I think we got one channel, and he wasn't on it, so my grandmother bought me the album. My mother bought me the little turntable, and... the Beatles,
I remember because they played these songs on the radio station constantly, and of course it gave you that kind of courage to they inspired you to go find a girl and hold her hand, and they would take that hand and slap me across the face with it. So it didn't always work out so well, so I had a dream about the next song.
1, 2 She loves you. Yeah.
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. I finally did hear those words, and I was very happy. So the Beatles were very inspirational for me. Deb, in the 1960s.
Yeah, you know, the Beatles are great, no denying. I'm thinking I was listening to that song when I was maybe 11 or 12, and I would visit my grandmother in Cairo, and I had a kind of a boyfriend. I guess we had a boyfriend, you know, at 11 or 12. And he used to ride his bicycle from Catskill to Cairo to visit me and gave me my first kiss on my cheek when I turned 12. So,
nice.
Yeah, Beatles I have fond memories of the Beatles as well.
So do I. High school was great with the Beatles. Okay, so what are we going to go to next?
Well, I think we're going to listen to some music that I was listening to in high school. So a little bit later than what Bill was just playing. So I think first up is Traffic.
Straight line you had, we wouldn't have.
That was Traffic. So I think now we're going to maybe move on to a little J.J. Cale. But before we do, just a disclaimer that I am on the Radio Advisory Council and also work at the Carroll Public Library. Two distinct positions. I would like to encourage people to support WGXC. It is community radio, and it is a nonprofit organization.
Yeah, and we also on Tuesdays this morning we replaced a show called The Economist, the local economist, or something of that nature. And just to keep those people that listen to that show up to date, the economy sucks. Just so you know.
Okay, so that was some early J.J. Cale. I think we're pretty much getting to the end of the program. We're going to, I think, sign off with a little Tim Buckley. Thanks for listening to The World According to Kamika.
Singer cries for people's lives. He will sing for the day to bring him night. The circus burns in carnival flames, and for a while you won't know my name at all. But sing and dance and love for pennies and gold. The juggling clown smiles to me, and every frown we agree is glad. Nighttime comes, bring the bums from Bowery Heat to crimson streets of wine. But magic lands will never touch or sound. Your children.